You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So the Texans have a updated policy that has been making the rounds on Twitter.
You're going to go get yourself in trouble.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Okay.
I am going to.
I sure hope not.
I'm going to report what is being reported.
The reporting on the reporting now.
Exactly. So apparently there's a new policy on what you can and can't share necessarily, because they're in regular season mode.
Yeah.
Et cetera. But and some of the media that's on the beat daily is not happy with it. Jonathan Alexander is a great follow because he's sort of talking between the lines and everything. And the old writer in me, I'd have been upset with it too if I was out, had to be out there every day with the squad. But I think my confession is I think I know how I would handle it in today's era. There are Detroit media. I think what I would do if I was the Texans beat writer, I just retweet everything that the Detroit media is tweeting about this practice today.
And it is worth noting, you say Detroit media. I think that they, and I try not to say this is like a pejorative. I'm not trying to denigrate anybody. But there's kind of like more fan media, quote unquote, like less of like the.
Ooh, look at you. Yeah.
And again, I think.
Oh, man, fan media.
But I say that with respect because I think that they bring a lot of elements in addition to kind of not being as beholden as the more legacy media.
But they
is.
Still have credentials.
They do.
And they don't have, like some of the ones, I'm not going to read them all.
Although, was it an open practice? Was there, was I'm trying to think
now
back.
That I don't know.
I need to go back and watch some
been.
Of the videos.
It couldn't have been because
I seen like a lot of fan bloggers, pages on Twitter.
Oh, so you can say fan much. Bloggers, but I can't say fan
but
media.
But you said fan media people.
That's the
same
idea.
Fan media has credentials. Fan bloggers are in the stand.
Okay, now we're making decisions.
Now, do we have fan bloggers here?
Oh, yeah.
With credentials?
With credentials.
It depends on point
them out. Then
did you know that the person that you're referring to? Do you know if they have credentials? I do know
have
that they were. Well, they might be in the stands. Just
I don't think it was an open practice today.
I seen some fans sitting out there. I believe.
Yeah, because I
there's
even
fans
see,
out there. There's fans there at the Meyer Performance Center in Detroit.
Yeah.
I ain't even see no. Usually see a lot of video. The only videos I saw was like the professional videos that probably came from the teams.
My thing. Was if I was a beat writer, I would say, okay, I get your policy. I won't say anything, but I can retweet everything.
I feel like they was doing that here with with the fans being able to pretty much record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of media people were just kind of tagging on to the fans that was out there.
And on that policy, it comes back down to a very simple thing: trust. Now, maybe there are some people that they don't feel they can trust. I don't know. Maybe not. But if you trust the people that are covering your team, I covered teams for decades on a daily basis. I never talked about they're working on this reverse or they're working on that. come on, man, just trust each other, have a good relationship, you know, like, and who cares about, you can't say who's on second team. Why not?
Well, I,
you know, seriously, yeah, I was, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
oh,
not,
because the it, you're giving sick. Are you?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not against it. I would like to know their reasoning behind right. some of this stuff, because it's, every team don't do that.
It's football paranoia.
So I'm just kind of curious what's their yeah. reason behind that type of stuff too.
Well, everybody has a different I don't know what the right word is, like a different appetite for, you know, having their information out there, or, you know what I mean, to some degree, or like playing in that space. And it feels like, you know, you could easily look at the Texans and be like, damn, we would prefer if we could kind of hold some of this out and maybe have more gamesmanship. And I get what you're saying about trust, but I think that it is worth acknowledging that the goals aren't inherently aligned, because as a media member, you're trying to, hey, as much information as I can provide to mm-hmm. the general public to make myself, you know, more appealing to the public, because that's how this works.
Right.
I will do that. And for the team's perspective, it's like, yeah, give them information, but maybe not that much. So I do think
that's part of the trust.
Lack of alignment to some degree.
I also think it's kind of tough when it's a joint practice mm-hmm. where, you know, one set of media people got a certain amount of rules that they got to abide
right.
by.
And the others don't.
Yeah. Or an open practice.
Name the game sometimes, man.
It is. And I think it's just bizarre to me. And again, you know, I am definitely biased to doing it the right way and having that trust. And I maybe now here's the other thing to take the Texan side on it for a second. Maybe there's
about
time. Maybe there are some. Maybe there are some media members, and maybe there are that now that I think about that they just don't trust. You know, that they haven't built that relationship with.
It is possible.
Yeah,
it is possible.
Channel 2.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What you say? I ain't hearing you. What you say?
Nothing.
So anyways, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I know there's been a lot of excitement brewing for the latest Cowboys documentary on Netflix about, you know, the good old days when they were actually good at winning championships and such. And
30 years ago.
That's yeah. right. That's exactly how many years. Legitimately, 30 years ago to the day.
Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago.
Ask any Cowboys fan, it was.
No, you don't. And it's tomorrow as well. But there's been a lot of building up and like people talking about how great it is. And I have a level of skepticism with documentaries. I think we might have talked about this before, mm-hmm. how nowadays it feels like documentaries are more vanity projects and they're more propaganda. And so people talking about it, I was like, huh. Maybe Netflix, because Netflix is one of the chief chief violators here on doing these, you know, vanity projects that are, you know, have the thumb on the scale by the actual subject. And I was like, huh, maybe they actually did it. And then Jeff Perlman, noted, you know, sports reporter. He's had a lot of books.
He put it harsh.
This was Jeff Perlman talking about the documentary that made me feel vindicated in my take about Netflix.
So I'm watching the Netflix documentary on the Dallas Cowboys. and I actually feel like throwing up. I actually do. There are a couple of things. Number one, I know they used my book. It's clear that Skydance used my book and nothing, which, okay, fine, whatever. More importantly, Jerry Jones taking credit for the Herschel Walker trade is ridiculous. It was not a we, it was Jimmy. It was 100% Jimmy. It was 0% Jerry. Jerry didn't even know what the hell was going on. It was a Jimmy Johnson trade. The organization of the trade was Jimmy. The value for the picks for the players they acquired was Jimmy. And so far, this whole documentary is just a Jerry Jones. Actually, it's infuriating. Cowboys haven't been good in 30 years. 30 years. What are we doing here? Anyway, I already don't like it. I'm trying to like it, but I don't like it. Any thoughts?
He's not wrong.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So as much as I'm sure that it's probably entertaining, mm-hmm. and I don't want to knock that. And I mean, you're getting interesting things. I've read a decent amount of that Boys Will Be Boys book by Jeff Pearlman. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if they're utilizing that, you're getting good insight. But Netflix is not going to beat the allegations. I am vindicated in continuing to look at them side-eyes whenever they put something out that is quote-unquote a documentary.
You're absolutely vindicated in this case. I mean, I was around during that time, and it was Jimmy Johnson as all I ever heard. And, of course, he documented that in his book, et cetera. And this is just Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones.
Doing a bleep job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to confess, I think the Browns are trolling at this point on everything they're doing, man. First of all, I want to say they were in on the Brian Robinson running back, I guess one of the teams that was in on mm-hmm. it. And by the way, they drafted two running backs. One ain't playing because he's going through some legal issues.
Is he now?
Yeah, so they trying to add more running backs. My other thing is, so Chris Maloney, who plays Stabler from Law & Order.
That's right. You
know, he was at practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get somebody?
I don't know, but I'm wondering whose idea was that to have him scrolling around during practice.
Where
man.
Does Deshaun play?
Cleveland. Well, define play. But yes, they brought in an SVU man.
Yeah.
And I highly doubt that this is why it happened. In fact, do we know, does he have attachments to Cleveland?
I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. I didn't think so.
He might just be a fan popping out. But look, we are going to make that. We're going to make that connection every time.
It's five people that he could probably take in right now. That's on that
and
squad.
And one of them is not even there.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, y'all got to be trolling at this point. I felt like they was trolling with the whole dude wipes ad or whatever where the guy fell into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be trolling with this one, man. I feel like the joke was right there. Soon as I seen it posted.
Law and
I think,
Order.
I think Mary Kay Cabot,
good
I think
for
she,
her.
I think she posted it just saying, oh, Chris Maloney from Law and Order is here at practice.
Yeah, what and does that mean?
Yeah.
Comments.
Yeah, the first thing I thought about was Law and Order, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, who idea was this? They got to be joking around at this point.
Trolling.
Yes.
Well, they might be trolling the man. They might be trolling Deshaun. Like, hey, buddy, that all that working to come back and play. Just remember,
hey, work out at your own gym, buddy. Stop using ours. You know what? Take that hat off too,
take
man.
That hat off.
Put your own hat on.
Yeah, don't, representative
don't,
of yourself.
Yeah, don't yeah. wear no orange and brown.
You got
yeah.
Chris Maloney going to Browns practice, trying to be like he's a TI in ATL. Yeah. Give me that. Give me that team issue gear. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, first and foremost, I got to remind you, all week long we've been giving away tickets to a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. We'll do that again in the next segment. But with it being a Thursday, coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.